Hey guys, do you like video games? Do you like heavy metal? Comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Time to rock out with your geek out. Metal Geeks! Welcome, Geekazoids. Here are your hosts. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome back to the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry G.
And George Strips is here.
This is a weird special mini breakfast quesadilla episode for some reason.
Breakfast quesadilla episode?
Yeah, we're sticking everything in a little, you know, tortillas, and we're mixing it around. It's a little bit different.
We did have a lot of tortillas on this trip.
We did. So if you can't tell, the audio is a little bit different. We are recording on a Zoom recorder. We are traveling back to our home city of Houston from Dallas.
Woo!
What did we do in Dallas this weekend?
I don't know. It was kind of marvelicious.
It was marvelicious. That word is copyrighted by me. Thanks to Scott, the PR guy for Marvel Experience, we experienced...
Hashtag Marvel Experience.
Hashtag Marvel Experience. Thank you very much.
Hashtag Marvel Experience. I'll be louder this time.
We got to be loud.
Loud
and in charge. We were able to experience the Marvel Experience on Friday.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a great time.
I'm gonna hashtag experience every time I say it. Your overall Marvel experience.
Hashtag. It was fun. I had a great time. However, you can tell it was geared for more younger audiences, although I don't mind being a big kid in front of little children.
No, that's true. We don't. We got some weird looks while we were there, too.
We did?
Why are they looking at the kids like that? We're just waiting to get in their line.
That's exactly right.
So if you don't know what it is, basically it's a traveling exhibit. Think like a really cool exhibit like at Disneyland or the 3D ride or, experience at the end. That's basically what the Marvel Experience is in a nutshell.
Literally a nutshell. There was like three nutshells.
Yeah, it basically there's a bunch of domes, like huge. Don't think they're small. This is a big experience, and if it comes to your town, or I definitely recommend going to it. It was a lot of fun.
Especially if you have kids.
Especially if you have kids. Number one, number two, if you are a Marvel fanatic, if you are old school Marvel, you will like it.
And they even had your favorite, The Vision, there.
The Vision was featured prominently in the attraction. It was great.
Yeah, I bet you were geeking out.
I was a little bit. And it's the cool Vision. It's the Vision from the comics, not the version in the movie that we don't really know yet.
Why would you think the movie and the version is not going to be that cool?
Well, they changed the coloring and all. Yeah.
You think he won't be that cool?
He'll be cool, but he won't look... I don't know.
Man, you're threatening Joss Whedon's
I know, right?
Judgment here.
So when you first get there, you get looking a little ID tag that you sign up for, and you know,
yeah, you get to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, like you're registering for.
The whole thing is that you're walking into like a S.H.I.E.L.D. facility for the first time. You're a new undercover agent or something. I don't know.
And these domes is like a pop up agency training area,
right? So the first one you go into, it's a huge dome, all seamed. There's different attractions in there, like a moving rock climbing wall.
There's Spider-Man walls.
Spider-Man wall. You can pretend like you're Spider-Man.
And then there was a target practice thing, which we did.
Yeah, the 3D target practice, which was cool.
Which you beat me at, which I was impressed by.
Barely. I was doing pretty crappy in the beginning, but, you know.
Yeah, you pulled through.
I pulled through in the end.
And then we did Iron Man testing, where you get to fly Iron Man and shoot drones flying at you.
That's right. That was cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was Kinect, Microsoft Kinect technology. So if you ever used a Kinect, you know it didn't work that well, but whatever.
It had its moments where it wasn't responsive.
Yeah. I think maybe it wasn't responsive or we weren't responsive enough. I don't know.
Maybe. Or maybe we're just too big.
We just got too lazy.
And also we did the Hulk thing. What was the Hulk thing?
What was the Hulk thing? I don't remember that.
We get to, like, smash things.
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't do the super clap, but I did.
Yeah, I could not get the super clap. I just had the regular clap.
I got the super clap from Hulk. Or She-Hulk, rather.
That's why, yeah, from the She-Hulk. I'm glad you fixed that. We're heading back to town so we can go see a doctor about that, get some shots going.
Man, that's going to be a really big penicillin shot.
That's right. You don't know where it's going to go, either. So we are, like we said, we are traveling right now on the road. We are maybe an hour outside of Dallas somewhere, heading back towards Houston. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I had it was a really good time. We even got some really good pictures from the event.
Yeah, we got a lot of pictures we're going to put up online later. Let's talk about the rest of the experience. Once you leave the main training area, you're not really allowed to come back in to do the experience. You pay for it once. And I will say, I think it's a little bit overpriced for what it is.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
You're going to go that route?
I'm
going to
go there a little bit. I heard things that, you know, you could buy, like, family packs and tickets, which would make it cheaper, but...
How much is a regular ticket? Like, $40?
It was, like, $39. But I heard if you bought the family pack, you get it for, like, $15-$20 a person, which is... That's the sweet spot right there.
The sweet spot.
Sweet spot. So once you leave the training area, you go, that's where the real experience begins. They take you into a room, they give you 3D glasses, and one of the domes, it's a 360.
Oh, it was a 360 dome videos thing.
Right.
Where you're immersed into a secret op of the Avengers.
All
the Avengers.
CGI, and we tried to get some footage of it, so it looked... I don't know how it's going to come out since it was 3D.
It was 3D blurry and dark. So.
Yeah, it's true. But it was a really cool experience, and it all lead together. You go into the next room after that 3D experience, and let's talk about some of the characters that they use.
Sure.
So
Black Panther was prominent.
Yeah, Black Panther, the Vision was prominent. Only one X-Men, of course, Wolverine. You had Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man.
Iron Fist.
She-Hulk.
I forget her real name, but yeah.
Jennifer She-Hulk. Walters, I think.
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lawyer by day, She-Hulk by day and night.
Dine it.
Let's see, Thor was in there.
But very barely, though. He was in it, but barely.
The Hulk, of course.
Yeah, the Hulk was in it. The Hulk does something special. He actually interacts with the ride itself.
Environment, yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was really cool. I was impressed by that.
And when we first pulled up to the area, it sounded like Hulk was having sex in one of the buildings.
Yeah, all you hear is like, rah, rah.
Yeah.
So at the parking lot, you sounded like Hulk and She-Hulk are going at it.
Yep. Hulk's a loud lovemaker. Not safe for kids, man. The show is, the podcast, maybe not.
Yeah, Marvel Experience is definitely for children. We, maybe not.
So, would She-Hulk be a... Am I even going to go there?
Sure, you could totally go there. Why not?
No. I'm gonna censor myself. Self-censoring is all right.
Oh, okay.
So, after you go into... basically, the premise is they... some bad guys, including the Red Skull and MODOK.
What does MODOK stand for again?
Damn it, I can't remember now.
It's like mobile something killing machine?
Designed only for killing?
Yeah, designed only for killing.
Machine only design machine, something like that.
Yeah.
But he was sort of funny, though, because there's one point he goes, I'm designed only for killing at the end. He was like...
I'm designed for killing, is what he said.
And, And I think it was Madame Hydra as well.
Yeah, that's right. I totally forgot she was
there. They create or resurrect the Super Adaptoid, which is a synthetic sort of like the Vision, but he's able to
replicate the heroes,
the powers by, if they use their power, he's able to replicate it. Not a Skrull, but do a little bit different.
Like, for example, the dude can turn his hand into Hulk's arm and punch the shit out of somebody.
There was no Fantastic Four characters in there. I was just thinking about that. There was no Human Torch or Sing or anything.
I think this was, like, more geared to, like, the popular Avengers from the movies.
Yeah.
And also they want us to be more like the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
Right.
So I think that's where they were going with these characters.
And of course, they had to use Spider-Man and... Wolverine, because everybody knows who they are now.
Plus, they're the most bankable characters of other than the Avengers.
And then after that, second room is like a, it's like another waiting room for the, you go into the main attraction.
Oh yeah, this is where we learn that we've been duped the whole entire time.
That's right. Red Skull's a douche. Kadoosh.
Kadoosh.
And the main attraction, it's like, it's sort of like a Disney big, you, a bunch of people get into these rows of seats that the seats, the seats move instead of like the actual,
it's supposed weird. To be like you're in a helicarrier and you need to get out of there.
You're in a Quinjet.
Quinjet, thank you.
If you want to be Avengers specific. But it's a pretty cool ride. I mean, it's very well done. It's a little 4D, what they call like a Disney and Universal Studios and all that kind of thing, 4D attraction.
Yeah, they spritz air in your face.
Yep. But I think it was a cool attraction. If it was a permanent thing, maybe at Disneyland or something, I would go to it every time.
If it was a permanent thing, though, they would have to put a lot more into it, I think, in my opinion.
Well, here's the thing about it. You can definitely tell it's quality, but you can definitely tell it's a movable experience. That they pack it up and they move it to the next place really quickly.
Yeah, I think the guy told us that when they go to San Francisco, they were going to have double of everything in the training facility.
Right, they're going to add some more capacity because I guess when it gets really, really busy, it can be pretty busy in there.
Yeah, when we went, it was pretty close to, like, dead hours almost, I guess.
Yeah, when we first got there, there was nobody there. We went to the attraction once, and our guy, Scott, was nice enough to let us go back into the attraction again. And then it was crowded. It wasn't super crowded, but it was...
It was more of a crowd than what we had.
Right. And then, of course, after the attraction gets out, where else would you wind up but a gift shop?
Hey, that's very Disney of them.
It is very Disney thinking. unfortunately, the t-shirts that we both wanted were sold out in our size.
It's okay. I got a Hydra shirt anyway.
You did get a Hydra shirt. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra. And technically, I work for Hydra, so...
Oh, I guess you do.
Yeah, you do too.
I do too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, did you have a good time?
I had a great time. I thought it was really fun. Like I said, you can feel like it's really geared toward younger children. But, nonetheless, the inner comic book geek in me had a great time. Especially seeing all the, like, the old classic stuff. They had, like, old classic posters as, like, declassified stuff.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. And then, like, in the training facility, you actually felt like it was interactive. And everyone, all the employees that were working there, they were really treating you like you were, like, an agent and a scout and saluting you. And
Some of them were in character. Some of them were sort of bored to be there.
I don't know. I didn't have any problems with anybody. They all were in complete character when I was there.
It's like being at Disneyland, you know, they're in character. That's their job, you know, to be in character. It's fun, and it really enhances the experience in a way.
And we got ID cards, which was cool. We got our S.H.I.E.L.D. ID cards.
Right. We'd have to print those up somewhere, because I'm not paying $12 to get them to print them. Yeah, I'm cheap. Whatever.
Maybe we can get Dave to do it for us.
That's right. Dave, if you're listening to this episode, unfortunately, Dave's not here.
Dave's not here, man.
We're just going to have to get that sound clip when he can't make it on the show and just play it when he's not here.
I think we should do that.
But yeah, maybe Dave can print those up for us. If it does come to your town, definitely go. I would recommend going.
What was weird for us is that when in Dallas, they had the Marvel Experience, but they also had Marvel Universe Live at the exact same time.
That's correct. We stayed with my cousin here in Dallas, and they next morning, they went to the Marvel Universe Live, which is like the stage show experience. And I saw a coupon code... that I just read. If you put in 20 save on the Ticketmaster website, you can save $20 off your ticket.
From who?
From Bedrock City Comics.
Woo!
Who are
our favorite comic book shop.
Our favorite comic book shop in Houston. That's right. I don't want to play rated, favorites, but
I think it's also rated like number 10 in the nation.
That's right.
Or higher.
So, you know, it starts next weekend in Houston. Maybe we should experience that as well.
Hey, we've gone this far. Might as well.
We might as well go the whole Marvel experience. And do it live. Doing it live.
Doing it live. Well, technically, we're like live from the road to your ear holes right now.
Right. Well, it's live to a recording device and then played back at your earliest convenience to your ear holes.
So that was Marvel Experience in a nutshell. No, this isn't a nutshell.
No. What did you think? You didn't tell us your thoughts overall.
No, I did. I thought it was fun. It was, you can definitely tell it was a movable experience, but I didn't really prep myself. I tried to avoid any kind of, like, you know, video. I saw a couple pictures that the press people sent me, but I was trying to avoid any kind of spoilers of it, you know?
Right.
I didn't want to know.
Oh, there's one thing that we didn't do that was part of the training center, and it's mainly because the line was too long, was the whole, like, ducking through the lasers.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Connery, not Penelope Cruz, what's her name, from Entrapment?
I don't know who you're talking about.
It's a movie, man. It's an Entrapment.
I know it's a movie.
I can't remember her name right now.
I can't remember. It's like the Resident Evil laser room.
Yeah, pretty much.
But this one, you don't actually get chopped in half.
Yeah, you got to get through the lasers without putting off the sensors kind of deal.
That's right.
That was the one thing we did.
Black Widow, that was the character.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Black Widow in this attraction. But one of the cool things that there's that horrible motel gas station we stopped at earlier.
Oh yeah,
the convenience store from the beginning of From Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah, you only stop there if you really have to go to the bathroom. Not even then, which we did. But they had cool replicas which I got pictures of some of like Captain America's shield.
Oh,
they
had, I got some pictures of that, too.
They had, like, Daredevil's batons, and it was a lot of cool stuff like that. They did spend a lot of energy and a lot of attention to details of the Marvel Universe.
And then they had the bad guy in the middle training room, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah. What was that? I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was the shape-shifting guy. What was the shape-shifting guy's name again? The guy who can use people's powers against...
The Super Adaptoid.
Yeah, the Super Adaptoid was in the middle of the training center. And that was the whole part of the storyline, is that he escaped from that center room and tried to kill everybody.
Oh, see, I didn't catch that.
I
didn't get that.
See, man, you missed it. We did that thing twice.
I know, we did. I didn't pay attention to that. That's cool. See, that's very Disney in nature. That's very, you know, going above and beyond what they really have to do.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was fun, and I'm glad we did it.
I'm glad we did it, too. What else did we do in Dallas? I almost said San Antonio.
Oh, wrong place.
It was in San Antonio the weekend before for PAX South.
Yeah, you got a whole Texas tour.
Yep. I'm going to Austin for work this week, so there you go.
What else did we do? We did the big half-price books in Dallas, which is like the flagship store.
Okay, so let's talk about the most important thing right after Marvel Experience. What did we do?
We went to the gift shop.
No, after that, we drove somewhere. Where did we go?
Oh, we went and got an In-N-Out Burger.
We went and got In-N-Out Burgers. That's right.
That's right.
We don't have any of those in Houston.
Unfortunately.
And In-N-Out Burger is what it is. It's good. It is delicious. And I got mine mustard fried. If you don't know what mustard fried is on the secret menu, if you like mustard, ask for that.
Ask for the Neapolitan milkshake. Awesome.
You were hurting after that milkshake, dude.
Yeah, I had too much of it. I shouldn't have got the large cup, is what it was.
Too much milk sitting in your belly after eating a big burger. That's never good, man.
No.
So Saturday, we didn't have any plans. We just hung out. Hung out with my cousins a little bit. We went to the Perot Museum of Natural Science and Natural something. That was cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was very, very interesting modern building.
I liked it. I thought it was really cool looking. I definitely want to go back and explore more.
Yes.
We had to leave a little early, but other than that, it was cool.
It's always difficult when you go to a place like that with a bunch of kids. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about my actual little cousins.
Yeah.
But what else did we do in Dallas? We went to Grapevine Mills. Hung out there for a while.
Went to the Disney store there?
Went to the Disney store. We went to the Lego thing. There's a Lego...
The Lego Discovery there. Experience.
Yeah, Discovery Zone. Yeah. Well, we didn't pay to get in because we're a little old for that. Maybe.
Are we?
No, probably not.
No, we're not.
Probably would have had fun.
And then, what did we do after that? Damn, I can't remember now. Then we went to Titan Comics.
Yeah, we went to Titan Comics yesterday.
Which was a really cool comic book shop.
We went to another comic book store near Grapevine, which I can't remember.
I can't remember the name of that place either.
We went to a couple different places in Dallas. If you're from the area, you know what we're talking about. We went to a couple different half-price. We
We went to the flagship half price, which is freaking huge. We're like in there for like 2.5 hours almost. Like, we're like, oh, hey, let's, you ready to leave? Then we're like, oh shit, there's a whole nother side of the store. Let's go to that.
Yeah, we stayed there till they were ready to close.
Yeah, pretty much. Entertain Mart, we went there, which is
it's a used entertainment center.
Yeah, I guess it used to be a Circuit City type of place.
Yeah.
That size, that big, that is huge. And they sell everything from TVs to video games and
old video games.
Everything there is like used, you know.
Like really old video games, though.
Didn't wind up buying anything there, but whatever. We also went to Movie Trading Company. Went to the big Movie Trading Company.
Is that like a thing in Dallas?
It is a big thing in Dallas. It started in Dallas.
Because we saw two or three of those.
There's about 7 or 8 in Dallas.
Wow.
I worked for that company when they first opened up in Houston. I opened up like 4 stores in Houston. I worked there. Worked for them for probably about a year. But yeah, that was...
Nothing but bad experiences, I imagine. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it was all right. working retail, whatever, what can you say? But, you know, going to the store here, everything was overpriced. It really, really was.
Yeah, it makes me think, like, how the hell those used stores can afford to be in business and they jack up the price that high.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they had movies that just came out that week for used were, like, more than you can buy them new at, like, Best Buy.
Yeah, that's retarded.
That doesn't make any sense. They need to really pay attention to that shit. Why am I going to buy it from you if I can get it cheaper right down the road?
Or go to Amazon.
Or go to Amazon and get cheap as hell. Yeah, that's right.
I guess instant gratification is what people look for.
That's right. So that was our trip to Dallas. We on our way home now. Any other things you want to talk about?
Ready for our next podcast. We're going to be talking about some comics coming up.
That's right. We're doing... We have 2 episodes planned right now. One, we're going to be interviewing a couple of guys from The Zone, which is a film race and film festival that's going to be here in Houston. Comic Palooza is a sponsor of them.
It's a science fiction film.
Science fiction and fantasy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Metal Geeks is a proud sponsor. Comic Palooza, Bedrock City, and Microsearch, all big, proud sponsors. What it is usually you have like the 48 hour, that kind of thing. You have like 48 hours to film your short film. This one you have a whole week. Sci-fi, fantasy, whatever you want to do, open-ended, you got it. So I think we're going to have a team. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think we should shoot like a little movie. That'd be fun to do.
And we're going to have the 2 guys on from that show, Rakesh and Jonathan. They're going to come on next week or maybe the week after and talk about the whole experience and how to get involved. But we do have something planned. We're going to have a Marvel-centric episode, comic book episode, coming up next.
Yeah, because a really big Marvel comic book event's coming up, right?
Right, they're destroying, they're basically getting rid of the Marvel Universe as we know it.
It's the Secret Wars Part 2, kind of.
Well, not Part 2, it's just Secret War. It's different. They've had Secret Wars, but this is like Secret War to end all Secret Wars,
oh, so
I guess.
Secret War 2?
So I know they're combining... the Ultimate and the 616 universe and the one big thing, and people, that means not 2 of the same characters can be in the same place at the same time. Back to the Future, you know, cats and dogs living together,
mayhem and Zeus.
Mayhem, all that kind of stuff. So that will be a lot of fun. We're going to have more information about our giveaway from PAX South. We will have a lot of stuff to give away. We might even have a t-shirt from Marvel Experience to give away.
Yeah, maybe.
That's right. We got lots of free giveaways to come out very, very soon.
Make sure you listen and follow us.
That's right. Where can they follow us and do all that good stuff?
Follow us on all the social medias, the Instagram, Twitters, and Facebook. Or Facey Space, as you like to say it.
Facey Space, that's right, at Metal Geeks. You can find us on iTunes, where you can subscribe to the show, where you will get both of the podcasts that I do, Metal Geeks with George and Dave, and then we have MSRcast, which is going on after almost over 10 years now, and that's with the Metal Pigeon himself, Sean. That's our heavy metal-centric show. A lot of fun. We're going to... we have a big news next week about our new... one of our new places you can find us. We have a new home, as well as... Where you can find us on altness.com, and as well as the Altness website, all that good stuff. You can find us on our website at metalgeeks.net or msrcast.com or metalgeekspodcast.com. All three will lead you to the same place.
I have nothing else to add.
Nothing else to say. Let's get back on the road and jam some tunes, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Keep it metal.
Keep it geeky. Keep it Marvelicious.
Marvelicious.
Hey, Geekazoids! Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit MSRcast.com. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.